Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, William Downs. We bring regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without going too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Braxton Wood. He's a founder of Professional Pivots, an executive career consulting company that helps high-performing professionals take control and land their dream jobs on their own terms. Braxton has received over 170 million views online and has been featured in numerous publications such as The Daily Dot, The U.S. Sun, and CEO of Blog Nation. He was awarded 2021 Top Career Coach by Coach Foundation, and his list of clients include VIPs from Hollywood, Variety Magazine, Reddit, Coinbase, NBC News, and more. Hello, Braxton. How are you?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Sorry for the rough start this morning.
It's all good.
Right off the bat, to you, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
I think it's kind of twofold. My industry, in a lot of ways, is very archaic. And so I come from a tech background. And so I'm very largely in my own little way trying to kind of reinvent and innovate how things are done with coaching and just delivering good information. So AI can play a huge part, just because if you look at the simple things that a lot of us are using AI for, it can be anything from transcribing content to brainstorming ideas on ChatGPT and things like that. So I'm already doing things like that internally to help me in my business. But I'm finding there's a lot of new ways that AI is useful for helping your message to get out, and also for kind of scaling that message and scaling the people that you reach.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I also tech background. Also, I found out that you were you homeschooled, which I also did some homeschooling.
Oh, cool.
So I can relate to a lot of that. I love that, and I get that. Yeah, the scaling, it's like once you get it figured out or you use it to build things, at some point it's like, okay, now what can I do? And so you're basically helping people overcome that and like teaching them ChatGPT and among other things, would you say?
In the context of what they're trying to do for the professional life, yes. So that's not helping people learn tech is not the core of my business. Professional development, I would say. But there's a lot of things that, like, people without a tech background, like yourself or myself, where you and I might be comfortable with that stuff, there are other professionals where that's still new territory for them. And right. So helping them understand how to leverage technology within the context of just their very refined, their specific goals for their career, for their profession, for, you know, if they want to start a side hustle, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. Interesting. Would you say that you have like one go-to thing for kind of assessing where they're at on this stuff?
I do. And I'm not sure how much, I mean, I guess there are some things I use AI for. I actually have a quiz to help people assess themselves. For me personally, what I've uncovered in my business is there's three very specific things that people struggle with in their professional life. And so I have a quiz that helps them kind of unpack where on the spectrum with those three things they are. And that helps me understand what their own understanding of their professional development, what their own understanding of their career, what their own understanding of the job market is. And I use AI to kind of summarize that. So it's easy for me to digest. It's easy for me to understand what the pain points are. So when they fill that quiz out, What I get back from it is kind of a conversational summary that was generated by AI that tells me how to approach them in a sales conversation. It tells me how to approach them with coaching them, with helping them identify their problems and kind of filling in the gaps. It's very useful for that reason.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love doing stuff like that. I'll ramble into a Apple Notes using voice, just ramble and then just paste that into ChatGPT and say, like, help me turn these thoughts into something structured. I love that kind of thing. So so if somebody's tuned in right now and they're just looking for like a tip or like one like practical application, I think that is a good one. Do you have like another thing that you're like, oh, here's a cool tip that it's something that you can just put in like a short little thing, like this is a helpful thing, everybody should already be doing this kind of thing,
but are you
maybe
asking
it's not
from,
intuitive.
Yeah,
are you asking AI from like, related?
Yeah, but like as a business owner, I'm assuming, right? Like if I'm a business owner, okay.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that I've loved using this last year that I've kind of figured out and put together is I am leveraging, can I drop names of tools here? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah,
I love 11 Labs. It starts at like $5 a month and it will clone your voice. And so what I've used 11 Labs to, the use case for what I'm about to describe is my way of reducing no-show calls. So what basically reducing people standing me up on sales calls. And so what I've done is I clone my voice in 11 Labs and then I've kind of cobbled together a couple other tools that integrate with my CRM for appointment reminders. So what happens is when someone books an appointment with me through 11 Labs sending and through my CRM, when someone books an appointment, they're getting a confirmation message from me. It's a text message and it links to an audio file. When they click the link, they're hearing my voice welcoming them and letting them know what to expect and all sorts of other things. But it's AI that's generating that custom message, which is pretty cool. So they get that message. And then like 15 minutes before the appointment, they get another similar message. Again, my clone voice that's addressing them by name. So it's super personalized. They get that reminder. And I found my no-show, like I don't get stood up on calls hardly ever anymore because people are getting that level of personalization. They feel like Braxton's being intentional, and I am. It's just something I'm trying to do at scale. But that is something that I found that has been monumental in me in having success with my sales calls.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're digging into all that as well. That whole side of things is pretty much my day to day is digging into all that voice stuff. That's why they brought me on. Cool. So I think we probably do one more question. So do you have so when it comes to AI, what do you think about now? Sorry, I'm going to try that again. So do you have any I'm just going to read this for a second since I'm obviously cutting this out. General ideas that address broad concerns or misunderstandings. Okay. All right. So, okay. Another question. Do you think there's like one misunderstanding about AI that you wish, and maybe it's the first thing you tell people when you're dealing with them and they're like, I want to use this AI. And you're like, okay, well, first let me explain this thing that everybody thinks about AI, but maybe you're not looking at it right. Does something come to mind with that?
Yeah, this actually hits really close to home because prior to what I do now in my coaching business, in my previous life, I was like a marketing operations manager. So I have worked in CRMs. I used to work for a CRM company years ago. And so I'm very ingrained in that world. And so my answer to that question would be the same thing that I would tell clients that we're onboarding onto a new CRM is a lot of times people expect the tools we're using to be some sort of silver bullet. And I just like with CRMs, AI is not a silver bullet. It's not going to solve all your problems. And and what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And so like in terms of misconceptions, I think that's something that's important. Like it's not going to solve, you know, it's not going to change the world for you. It's innovative. It's very interesting. And it can do a lot of amazing things to make your life easier. Just like technology, just like smartphones have, it's no different, but it's still just a tool. And so we need to have reasonable expectations on what these tools are and not whether it's something that we're a service we're signing up for, an app we're signing up for. We need to understand the limitations of the tool and it's only good as the user using it.
Yeah, I could totally relate to that. I always feel like a lot of stuff I can get to 80%. I can show you some demo like that, but it's that 20, 10%, whatever, that I'll spend hours and hours, maybe days on like tweaking that. And yeah, it's like that the tool, you look at it and it's like, oh, it's awesome. It'll just do this for me. And it's like, no, yeah, you got to really get in there and do a little bit of work sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, thank you, Braxton. So that's it for this. Let me, if you could tell me a bit about your target audience and how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah. So what I do is help people find the work they love on their own terms. And that's largely, it's kind of two, there's two prongs to it, either people trying to break into a traditional career or people trying to break into starting a consulting business. And I'm really just targeting me 15 years ago. So kind of the elder millennial that's somewhat tech savvy, that knows what they want to do. They have an interest, they have a skill set, they have a proficiency with something, but maybe they don't know the path to get there, or they don't know how to like optimize what they're trying to do. And so, for example, for people that come to me that want traditional career help, I can show them how to get interviews to more than half the companies they apply to. If you're in consulting, I can show you how to, without running ads, I can show you how to get more leads in without having to run ads in the first place. Things like that is what I help people understand and help them do. And yeah, that's just it. Someone that has some sort of knowledge worker, like I said, that it's probably an elder millennial, tends to be my target audience.
Yeah. Nice. And then one more time, how people can get in touch with you. What's the best yeah, way to connect?
If you were to go to braxtonwood.vip, everything I do is on that one page. It's my socials. It's my offers. It's what I do. It's my media kit. All that stuff is right there.
Fantastic. So braxtonwood.vip will get mm-hmm. you in touch and follow him and all those things. I've watched your most recent podcast. I love what you're doing. So keep it up. And so that's it. That's all for this. Thank you, Braxton, for joining for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about Braxton by going to braxtonwood.vip. And thank you very much to the listeners. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on as a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels and experience and exposure to AI, so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not really trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply to be on a future episode of BBAI by simply going to basicbusinessai.com. One more time, if you want to install a 24 hours AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more about Anabots at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like the episode, tell your friends.